There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's live, it's local, it's John and Jay right here each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Good morning, Northern Nevada. It's beautiful outside, John.
And this is our Nevada Legislature Update and Conversation segment with one of the lawmakers. We do this every Saturday at 10 in the morning. This Saturday, it's local assemblyman Philip O'Neill, who serves District 40. That's Carson City, Story, and part of Washoe County. He's in our Carson City studio. Hi, PK.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
All right, my friend. Jay's with us here, too. We're going to let you start because you have your own priorities of what your constituents want you to do. And give us a wrap-up, a progress report on the first weeks and what our listeners should know about what's coming up in the Nevada legislature. You have the floor.
I appreciate that. You know, it's only 2 weeks, and as I call it, the first couple weeks are everybody's just jockeying for position. Most of the committees have just had presentations presented to them of few bills. We've had about 180 bills introduced on the floor, assigned to committees. They're just getting heard, but we'll probably start hearing the bills in more depth starting this coming week, Monday, and get down to business, as I say, or as a great man once said, TCB, taking care of business, speaking of Elvis. So, but it's been an interesting week. We've had visitors on the floor. We've had Native Americans. We've had the mental health days, all these. Yesterday, we had Endow presenting some of their positions and needs on our wildlife care and their challenges being faced. I've had multiple conversations with various groups on their budgets, particularly the state employees, looking for some increases here, there. And naturally, meeting with the governor and his staff on his priorities, because in all honesty, our Republican caucus we're dedicated to making sure that our governor is successful. We're happy to have a Republican governor. Unfortunately, we've got a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House, but with a Republican governor, I think we can actually get some decent legislation passed and some not so decent legislation prohibited or vetoed if necessary. And then we'll work on the in-between stuff over the next several weeks to come.
All right. Well, you just said 180 bills are up this session, and they all seem to want a lot of money this session. Now, you've always said you can't ask for more taxes on folks without reducing our spending and using that money responsibly. Taxes hurt families and our small businesses, but it seems this session, more than any others, groups are clamoring for a lot of money. The Washoe County Teachers Union, they want an immediate 20% pay raise, along with the billions going to schools in the governor's budget. The Nevada State Police now say they're severely understaffed and need higher pay to attract troopers. Some patrol stations like Lovelock and Eureka are even unmanned. The state prisons commissioner is asking a lot for rundown prisons like aged fencing and sliding cell doors that don't even work anymore, along with a 60% staff shortage at Northern Nevada prisons. And there's more. What do you think of all these demands? And are we headed for giving all this money to, are we in for overspending this session? What's your view on all these big money requests?
And that's the challenge we face. You know, right now we've got the projections from the Economic Forum. We have more money than we ever have had before without any need at all to raise taxes. Our economy is coming back from the problems we had with that COVID-19. We're really blossoming. We're bringing in new businesses. And people think we have an unlimited amount of cash out there right now, and we don't. But we've got to look at it wisely and figure out how we're going to spend it. And that is the challenge we face right now in ways and means in addressing those questions. When you talk about the state employees, they probably do need, and it would be appropriate for them to receive some pay raises. That's the amount we still need to look at and hear more on to make the wise decisions. But you look at the governor's budget, he submitted a balanced budget and was still able to put money into fully funding and into our rainy day fund. And he has a rainy day fund for education. This is what I don't understand, is why they want to use that, the teachers and some of the other educational groups want to, instead of having savings to so you can survive without making cuts during those recession days, they'd rather have that money spent right now. And then if we have a recession, which, I mean, it's cyclical across the country to Nevada, that we have some recessions, making cuts then, let's use our reserves. Let's use your savings to go through that without having to make drastic reductions and starting all over again to build things up. So those are some of the questions I propose back to them is, why do you want to spend money? Don't you have savings on your own homes and so you can survive if times get a little short at times? So we're going to look at it. Like I said, the governor gave us a balanced budget. We'll refine that and make sure that his goals are our goals and they get accomplished. And that's being ensured that the economy is thriving. We're looking at a lot of the unnecessary regulations that have been put on businesses and reducing that. He put out an executive order several weeks ago. Every agency, look at 10 things we can do to reduce the onus legislation, the onus requirements on businesses so businesses can thrive. He wants to look at redefining how education is delivered and making sure that our opportunities are there. And then public safety, people, for businesses to thrive, for the education to really be successful, we have to have safe environments. And that includes not only law enforcement, your police, your fire, but also medical services to make sure that you have mental health, you have your health is being taken care of. So he's got a very strong budget. He's got good policies being administered out or pushed out, and we want to support. And we're coming up, we, the Assembly Caucus, are coming up with our own bills, voter IDs on there. We've got several things right now that are being...
I wanted... That was my next question. Again, folks, this is Nevada Assemblyman Philip O'Neill. AB 88, the voter ID bill. Now, this requires proof of identity to vote, which is driver's license or ID card with a photograph. It requires the DMV to issue a license or ID card free of charge to those with financial hardship, and requires a voter who votes by mail to write the last four digits of their Social Security and their driver's license or ID number hidden on the return envelope. How are you? How is your Republican contingent there going to get this through? Now, I hear it's dead in the water because we have a Democrat-controlled legislature despite having a Republican governor. What's your take on that, sir?
Well, I believe nothing is truly dead in the water. We'll negotiate it out. To me, and I can't speak for the governor directly, but if the Democrats want some of their bills passed, they're going to have Republican votes on them, I believe. If there's no Republican votes, it's a signal to the governor that we are questioning the value of it and that we're saying it should be vetoed. So if they want to negotiate things out, if they're going to need some of our votes, they're going to have to come to us, and that's where we say, let's have a hearing. I don't understand why you don't want to have a hearing. John, I spent 40 years in law enforcement. After every incident, major incident that occurred, we would have a review, a critical incident review, to look at what we did right and look at what we did wrong, and with the whole purpose being, how can we improve the next time this or something similar happens? And you look at elections, that should be done every single time. What was done correctly? What were the challenges? What happened? What were the mistakes we made? How do we improve it so next time we do it better? And that's what I'm going to say. That's what's made this country so great, because no matter what we've done, we've always strived to improve. And I remember my business classes years ago in college. You're always trying to build a better mousetrap. And that's the same way we should look at elections. There's no reason why we shouldn't have some kind of voter ID for us.
Right. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. And I believe our constituents want a full effort to get the voter ID bill done. And you say it is possible with the give and take that you do with Democrats. There are things that they want, so you negotiate there. I noticed the governor, one of his ideas to help the staff shortages with government jobs is to lift some of the qualifications. And the Democrats don't seem opposed to that. So there might be some progress after all this session. We got to wrap it up. Is there one particular bill that you would like to highlight besides that voter ID? And what else are you looking at to really push? What's a pet bill of yours?
Oh, I've got so many of them. As minority leader, I've been allowed to actually have some additional bills. So some of those emergency issues that have popped up just in the recent times. But, you know, we've got a religious symbols protection law that we're pushing for. I've got a bill, my personal bill, AB 89, is that any on public service or public works, any contract or subcontract have to use E-Verify to ensure that his employees that they're hiring are all legal citizens or legal aliens in this country, and prevent hiring the illegals that are taking jobs from us. We've tried it before. I think it's a good bill, and it relieves a lot of the contractors from fines if they're ever audited by immigration, if they use E-Verify. So there's that. Right. We've got a list of them. I've got to come back, John, too, if you don't mind, on another day when you want me back.
That would be good.
I would.
Absolutely.
I would, sir. We'll talk to Brian and see if, because he's picking out some of the fine assembly people like you or senators to join us on this regular segment on our show. Before you go, I got just one more thing. Now, I know you've been in the Nevada legislature off and on since 2014. This isn't the first session you've been to. What's it like this session compared to the others? I know you served those previous years in the assembly, but what stands out this time? What's the vibe like in Carson City?
It's active again. Last session was absolutely horrible. As I said, I could relate to inmates held in solitary confinement. We were locked in our rooms, basically. Meetings were held all via the web. We couldn't even talk to a Democrat two doors down from me on a bill. We had to get online. So there's a lot more activity. People are in the building. And if I just say one last thing to both of you and to your listeners, one of the things that really helps us every day is if you, our constituents, the voters, the citizens of Nevada, call into your legislator. There's polls. You can go on the web. There's ways to contact us and give your opinions on bills that are coming up that are being heard, and let us know what you're thinking too, and talk to us. That's what I'd like to hear the most from you and lay that. And last thing, John, friends call me PK. Only my mother called me Philip when I was in trouble.
I said that once to give some dignity to the room.
Right. So, that's funny. I'd never heard that either.
Cool. All right, sir. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I know we could go on and on, but thank you for the good work you do out there.
I think you got a new bill after this one. It's PK 101.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Thank you, sir. It's PK O'Neill right there, and we're going to be back right here on Live and Local with John and Jay. It's 99.1 FM Talk, and in Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's live and it's local with John and Jay right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. I'm over here going through whitehouse.gov trying to find a transcript on You said Biden made some remarks about Washoe County this week.
He called it Washer County.
Washer County.
It was all over. Well, it wasn't on the media. The media sure wouldn't play that. But I saw it, I think, on Drudge or somewhere. And
we
it's a video of him talking 15 seconds, making absolutely no sense at all.
Joe Biden.
Not typical, but it was glaring. It was very embarrassing. He was, I don't know what he was talking about. Washer County, they spend $80 billion on fences. I don't know.
My Lord.
And the crowd didn't know what he was talking about. And he started to walk off the stage. And somebody corrected him and said, it's Washoe.
I'm looking right now. If anybody knows exactly, maybe you can send it over to us.
Personally, I think that would depress you to hear it.
Well, I'm sure our own Jerry Evans is going to make a sound clip
Jerry,
out of it.
Jerry, it'll be on a promo.
Okay. Now, we do have an update, some breaking news on. We were talking about that traffic accident that had all the police response to it.
Yes, Summit Mall and Mount Rose Highway.
Yes. So we got an update. The Friday night crash that closed part of Mount Rose was caused by a suspected DUI driver who refused to pull over, according to Nevada State Police. Lanny Wilkes, 69 years old, was booked into Washoe County Jail on charges of driving under the influence and failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. Apparently, what happened was an officer saw this lady driving, thought she was impaired, turned on his wheeler, started going after her. She decided, I'm not going to stop. A car in front of them, I guess, saw that they were coming and pulled over to the side. She smashed into that car and rolled her car. So, no other updates on the driver of the other car,
the
Mini Cooper. Well, as far as Wilkes suffered minor injuries, turned up the Mount Rose Highway, or vehicle struck a vehicle that had yielded to the deputy, and Wilkes' vehicle rolled. Looks like she's the only one with injuries that we can report right now. So,
pictures looked rough there.
That looks a million. That look right there is worth a million.
And that's her mugshot. She's smiling.
Well, her nose is all banged up. I don't know.
She's smiling. She's thinking, that was a good happy hour.
Are you sure she was happy hour? Maybe it was happy night. She might have been up all night cooking, if you know what I'm saying.
Was the Mini Cooper hers?
No. She was in the other vehicle, the one that rolled.
Okay.
So hers would have been the silver one.
Well,
anyway.
Keeps our authorities on the toes.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. But, yeah, sad to know. But, shame on you, Lonnie Wilkes. 69? Come on, you had almost 7 whole decades to figure that one out.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I was filled in yesterday for our midday.
You filled in for Phil?
Phil. I filled in for our midday news and traffic reporter, Phil Galbraith, here yesterday. He had to stay home for a hot water heater installation. And I hope it was one of those instant hot water heaters, because they are pretty amazing. I never had one until I moved into my wife's house like 5 years ago, and she has one. And my first impression was it was terrible. She'd tell me, she'd say, you have to have the water running a few minutes, then it will warm up. She lived with this for like 20 years. So a few months ago, I called the dirty plumber. Have you heard of the dirty plumber?
No, but I can.
That's what he calls himself.
The dirty job.
Well, because he's highly recommended, but the dirty plumber truly is pretty unkept, very informal dress. He is known for giving you a stock tip, and he's very religious. I almost thought we were going to pray before he opened up
the plumber?
The hot water heater. Yes, the dirty plumber. Anyway, come to find out, the previous plumber that my wife chose like 20 years ago installed this thing, but never turned on the circulation pump inside. How much agony that little mistake has given us.
I can imagine.
Unbelievable. I got to highly recommend the Dirty Plumber. And by the way, the Dirty Plumber's stock tip was a very good stock tip. Thank you, the Dirty Plumber.
The Dirty Plumber.
He recommended I buy American Lithium Company. And it I was losing a lot of money on it. But then, bam, the minute GM, I guess, gave them $80 million or something like
really?
That.
Really? Lithium?
Yeah. Lithium, I think,
well,
is
I mean, they're
a
starting
good
to mine
to
it here
stock.
More so. Yeah. I mean, like, here in Nevada.
Listen to the dirty plumber. That's your stock tip. Anyway, we got a break for Fox News. Our phone number, 775-884-9910. It's all live and local with John Potter and Jay Biggs.
That's right. It's right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Our number, 775-884-9910. So, good morning, John.
I had an interesting week. I was at the dentist this week. I've been playing the insurance company merry-go-round. I've had to change a dentist every year. Well, first I had Delta. Then the company switched me to Liberty, and Delta wasn't any good, but I hear Liberty is worse, but so far it's good.
Can anyway, it get worse?
I've had the dental assistant talk to me while they're working on my mouth, and, you know, my part of the conversation is always the grunt. You know, that's the one thing that never changes. There was a drill involved. I think I saw smoke. Have you tried telemedicine?
No.
I mean, I think we'll all have to do it eventually. It's not going away. Darn Zoom has made it more of the way things are now.
Well, I will say expanding. This. Like, if someone's in a medical condition, like let's say your foot's hurt or you just feel sick,
mm-hmm.
to not have to actually physically get up and get ready and go to the doctor might be better.
You know who invented telemedicine?
What was that guy that was Clinton? Al Gore.
No.
Oh.
The Jetsons.
Oh.
The Jetsons. Remember on?
Yes.
The
you're
Jetsons.
Right.
So Jane holds Leroy up to the screen, and the doctor is on the screen looking at Leroy sticking his tongue out.
That's insane.
That's fine, but please, no colonoscopies.
I have a buddy who had his first colonoscopy this week.
Well, does this lead to a funny story, I hope?
I think the funniest part of the story we really can't say so much about, but just the afterwards, I guess you could say cheerleading that he got from the team to pass gas.
What?
Well, that's what you do.
You have to do that?
Have you never had one?
I've had two. I didn't know I was out, though. I was knocked out. How would I
know?
Well,
when you recover, I mean, maybe I shouldn't know this, but I've literally just looked up compilation videos because I'm so adolescent of it, but it's all over. But there's this is funny, but after
eating breakfast,
hopefully it's 10:30 in the morning. But after the post colonoscopy flatulence is unlike anything you'll ever experience or see or hear.
I must have been knocked out. I don't remember that at all.
That's like what everybody talks about is the post colonoscopy flatulence.
Well, you do have some interesting conversation.
Okay, well, all right. So if you want to laugh, I'm sorry, but if you want to laugh, just go on YouTube and
I'll pass.
Post colonoscopy first.
Also this week, I saw my first Nikki for President campaign hat.
Nicki Minaj?
Nikki Haley.
Oh.
The first presidential campaign hat. Here in Reno. I saw it yesterday. I thought, wow, already.
Well, she was campaigning for Lombardo.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
I think she was in Nevada, wasn't she? Anyway, it's pink. It's not camo. I've also seen the polls. Nikki Haley, by the way, she and Trump are the only two announced Republican candidates for president so far. The polls, she has 4%. And I've heard from people she doesn't have a chance. I think she would if the DNC and the RNC were eliminated.
Right.
Those organizations have been allowed to pick the candidates for entirely too long. If each candidate was given the same opportunity without interference from the DNC and the RNC, I believe, better candidates for all elected federal offices would be chosen by the public and not by the party, which, like, I look at what we have now. It bothers me how a candidate that ran his campaign from a basement and had 30 people at his rallies got 7 million more votes than the guy on the trail with 20,000 people at his rallies. And by the way, I'm still upset. Dr. Ben Carson never made it.
You know what? I liked that guy. I really, I honestly thought that
I made my first presidential candidate donation to him.
Really?
$20, yeah.
I thought him and Trump might have been better than Trump-Pence. That's what I really thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be Trump-Carson.
People are talking about maybe it's going to be Trump-Haley. But I don't think she'd accept that. You know?
Well, he said grab him by the...
Yeah.
We can't do that.
My favorite president is still George Washington because he never blamed things on the previous administration.
I like that. There's so much truth to that.
And then I had a fun time with...
Did you go to the dentist?
Well, this was almost like the dentist. It's Spectrum.
Oh, pulling teeth to get them to help.
Okay, so here's the deal. They sent me a letter saying, we've improved your internet speed. You have to, you don't have to, but we have a new Wi-Fi router that we're going to send you. Folks, have you gotten this letter? I mean, they've improved the lines, but they have this new... My router was working fine, okay, but they enticed me. And so I wrote back and I said, I'll take the new router. It got here. Now, everything Spectrum is you install it yourself.
Does it look the same even? Is it like a square tall box?
No, it looks like a big air freshener. That's what it looks like. You prop
really?
It on the,
okay.
in our office, I propped it on the desk. But everything is self-install. And I screw up everything. It's real simple. Look how simple we made it. There's no buttons on the thing.
I do too. But it's like the Zoom calls. I mean, think about it. Yesterday, like Phil, how he had to take off. You remember how, like, if you want a charter or anything, you had to make like a 3-hour window or a 4-hour window in your day to. Now
yes,
you just install it yourself.
At least they came, okay, eventually. I always get in trouble installing stuff myself. Nobody's around to ask questions to. Anyway, so I unplug it and plug it in, and it worked on the phones, but it did not work with a printer, and it did not...
You can't get anything to work on that HP, John. Give up. That thing is...
when it works, it's glorious. But anyway, you couldn't connect it to the printer. I couldn't connect it to the Wi-Fi extender. And the Wi-Fi extender in the printer owner's manual says to match up with a router, you have to push the I don't even know what this is, a WPS button. And that sends the signal from the router to communicate with the printer and the Wi-Fi extender. Well, this new router doesn't have the WPS button. It has no buttons at all. And so... I don't have connection to my printer. There's no way I can get it. I called up Oh, here's a funny story.
WPS. Why providers suck.
I called the dreaded helpline, okay?
Uh-oh.
And I'm on the phone with a lady. I say, this doesn't have a WPS button to connect to the printer. I don't even know what the button is, but the owner's manual says I need to press it to connect to my printer and to my Wi-Fi extender.
Were you able to talk to the person?
And she goes, well, you know what Spectrum always says. Unplug the router and plug it back in again. So, okay, I'm on the phone with her. And I said, okay, I'm doing it now. And the minute I said the word now, I realized what I was doing. I was disconnecting the phone connection because the line phone goes through the router. And I don't know if the Spectrum person did that on purpose. just disconnect the router and plug it back in again. She knew I was talking on the phone through the router. She had to have.
Well, hold on. Maybe she thought you were on your cell phone.
No, because when I first called, they identify you based on the line phone. They have that information.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
They have the line phone number.
Is this
number
the number to call you back? Yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. So nothing more frustrating. So I guess I got to go out and I got to buy a new printer and I got to buy a new Wi-Fi extender because nothing is compatible with this anymore. And it drives me nuts because I spent a lot of money on this laptop years ago, but it can't load anything newer than Windows 7. And now Google's bugging me, say, we can't communicate with you with Windows 7. You got to have a Windows 13 or God knows what. Why do we have to throw away all of our expensive laptops and computers and everything?
Well,
because they can't handle the new software. Aren't you supposed to make software simpler?
My cell phone that I used in 2005 still works just fine. It just is incapable of communicating with the current system. So it's like, this is what I do. Me and you are very similar with the phones. Like, I still have an Android phone.
Me too.
I haven't gone to the Apple cult yet.
No.
And so, for instance, I have a Samsung Galaxy S8. That's how, I mean, like, they're up to, like, the Galaxy 13 or some 14 now.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah.
So that shows you how far I am.
Here's my story. I have the cheapest Samsung phone you can get. It's the A02S. It cost me $49. It's frustrating, it's slow, but I'm smug and happy about it because I saved money on it.
Right. Right.
But I was at that's the second part of the story. I went to the Spectrum store with this.
Oh, you did? Okay, the one by the mall?
Wi-Fi router, and they told me there's no techs here. There's no techs in any of the... I went to the one on Disk Drive.
Oh, okay.
Or off Disk Drive. No, at Galleria. No techs. Oh, what are you there for? Just to accept equipment, I guess, when you return it. Anyway, so they did tell me that there's a special deal on this new Samsung phone, the 23S or something like that. Original price, $1,000. They price it at $800. And if you return your phone, here's my cheap phone, they take another $600 off. So we're talking a little over $200.
Bucks,
but it's the
phone.
Very latest. I'm very tempted.
John, I would say just for...
Those are the old man's computer headaches for this Saturday.
Yeah, that could be fun. Well, just for S and giggles, go
not
ahead.
So, not so fun, Jay. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Can anybody out there help?
Yeah.
John Potter, Jay Biggs, give us a call. This is Live and Local each and every Saturday morning from 9 to noon.
That's right. Right here on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it is 92.3.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, it's John Potter with Jay Biggs every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And, John, just real quick here, I just want to give a little traffic update just because we were talking about the restriping of the lines on 395 North this morning and afternoon. And it's already proven that we're seeing a couple things out there on the roadways that are slowing down traffic now. We were looking outside the traffic studio window here, and traffic is very slow. Well, I call it that because, I'm here 5 days a week calling it the traffic studio. It's just our studio on Saturday mornings. But anyways, take a look outside there, 395 North. There was some slow traffic, and we had an injury accident, 395 North at Audi. That one was just cleared up. But a major injury crash, this one's going to be downtown Reno, 80 what? Eastbound at Wells. As you know, that's the area where they have the brand new transition to 395 North and South. I'm going to try to get on the NDOT.
That has got to be a huge mess right now because the lane restriping is going on right now.
Well, yeah. And I'm going to click this here. Yeah, a little bit of backup there. Not too bad, but
they're not moving.
Yeah, it's slow and go.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, well, there's that.
I have a question. Why are the new fancy burgers in Reno so tall? What do you expect me to do with that? Unlock my jaw like I'm a shark? No, we can't accommodate that. A really good burger should have circumference. Am I right?
Yeah.
Not more height. I think they go for height to look more impressive, you know, on the selfies. Chefs. Think along the lines of a Frisbee. Better yet, a record album. Work on that, please. Best burger in town, Jay.
I personally like Archie's up at the university.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good burger. My lady, she likes Beefy's, which is that little spot down there in Midtown. And everyone else in Reno
heard
seems
good things
to,
about both.
Yeah. Beefy's a little bit smaller. They have some cool specialty burgers, though. Archie's is just a huge, good burger, and you can tell that the patty's not just a frozen piece of meat. It's actually made. But everybody else in Reno seems to think In-N-Out's the best burger. What the heck?
Well, I can kind of see that because they're well known for not freezing their patties. It's all fresh. And folks, call in and tell us where to go.
Yes.
Not literally.
775-884-9910.
I've been told, I haven't tried it yet, Ryan's Saloon.
I have actually heard that too. Someone told me Bricky's as well is another
Bricky's
place.
Bricky's is good, but Ryan's Saloon, I have this friend who told me to go there like a year ago and try it, and I just haven't gotten around to it, and I keep running into this guy, and he's always, "Have you tried the burgers at Ryan's Saloon like I told you?" Yeah, promise I will next time I see him. Yeah, absolutely. I got to do that. It's like I have another friend who really wants me to go see the movie Megan about the robotic girlfriend that's in the theaters right now.
Oh, my God. This is raving, all this stuff that's normalizing this weird crap.
He's raving about this movie. And I said, well, okay, sounds good. I'll have to check it out. 2 weeks go by, run into him again. So what'd you think of the movie Megan? I can't lie and say.
I think I'm going to buy one.
I can't lie and say I saw it because I'm a terrible liar.
So, all right. Well, speaking of terrible liars,
are we going to talk politics again?
No. Actually, we have a few minutes. I figured we could talk Valentine's Day because, John, here's another thing that's happened this week.
It's long gone, isn't it? Is it still going on?
No, maybe. It's always Valentine's Day with me. But
it's
just another day. I think I've established that.
So
but anyways,
how was your Valentine's Day?
It was great. It was wonderful. As you probably remember, last week we had Corey on, who does Northern Envy Food Truck, and he did his event at the Stick, and that was a good event. Yeah, it was really good. So we had steak. Another thing he made there. I've never had this in my life. Keto shrimp, and what it was like shrimp. That was, I don't know if it was like deep fried or baked or whatever with cheese wrapped around it with stuff in the middle. Oh, my gosh. Never had anything like that. But anyways, he's gonna be doing specials, Corey, down there at Northern Envy Food Truck.
A cool guy.
Yeah, at the Stick.
All right, 775-884-9910. Let's go to the phones.
All right, Bruce, good morning, sir. And Virginia City, is there any good burgers up there in Virginia City?
Well, there are. The Palace has a good burger. The Cider Factory has a good burger. But I was calling about Reno, Burger Me in the Summit Mall. Little expensive, huge burger. You have to detach your jaw, like John was saying, to eat them, but they are very good. And Huckleberries, also South Reno, where the old Mel's Diner used to be.
Yes.
I heard that's a breakfast place.
Craig goes there, too.
Walmart, breakfast
and lunch. Yeah, breakfast and lunch. They have they call it Southern with a hint of California or something. I don't know, but it's good food.
Ned, they've got fried green tomatoes there, and I love that place because it's the only place I can find fried green tomatoes in Reno.
there's one in Carson, Nashville.
Yeah, Social Club.
Oh my gosh, that is good.
We've had them on.
They have. I've had a couple of fried green tomato BLTs there. They're amazing. They have really good burgers.
Oh my god, you just made me hungry. Our good friend Rick Canali, our real estate expert. And he took us down there for lunch one day. Oh my god, amazing food! But yeah, definitely. So you would say Burger Me is probably the best spot in Reno? Is that your opinion?
I would say probably Huckleberries.
Huckleberries. Okay. Well, I can honestly say I've never actually got a burger. Craig,
breakfast
now
place, yeah.
You live like right around the corner from there. Have you ever had a burger there or just breakfast?
I have had many items there, and their whole menu is delicious. But the burger stands out in my mind. Yes.
That's interesting because I go to breakfast at IHOP and I ordered the burger at IHOP once and
I was amazed how good
it was. Nobody mentions that, but that's also a breakfast place that does
that's
it well.
That's weird you say that because my kid, he doesn't matter.
I was going to say with Huckleberries, remember how your big plates at Claim Jumper, it was like four meals in one plate? Huckleberries is very similar. It's too big. 90% of the people walk out with a box or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never walked out of there without a to-go container. They feed you good, like you're going to the electric chair, they used to say.
Final meal type stuff.
Yeah, well, right even there. Now that final meal right. with the electric chair, they limit you to a $25 cost.
Right. Yeah, right.
Do they really? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, got to keep the cost
wow,
down.
You can't even have a steak. Yeah, I guess so for those prisoners.
All right. Boy. Well, thank you, sir, for
thanks.
Calling in.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm going to go up there and check out some of those burgers up there.
Well, let's keep this topic going. 775-884-9910. What is the best burger in town?
And there he is pounding on that table again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Craig. I was told not to do that.
Well, you know, John's a habitual wine pusher.
This is what happened to Channel 2, banging tables. Out the door.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, either way, we're having fun here this morning. It is Live and Local. As John said, our number is 775-884-9910. We would love to hear from you. What is the best burger in Reno?
Or Sparks. Or
Carson. Or Sparks, yeah. Just call and tell
Nevada.
Us.
Nevada. Let's make it Nevada.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. There's a road trip coming up, maybe. Hey, maybe you'd like to see me and John do some road tripping and some food reviews. That would be fun. Anyway. We have a Facebook page. Go and find us there. Or you can also follow the link at 991fmtalk.com. It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 991 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3.